BBC News with Eileen McHugh. China has imposed new import taxes on $3 billion worth of US goods in a move many fear could lead to a full-blown trade war. China's Ministry of Commerce said the measures were designed to safeguard the country's interests following President Trump's decision to impose similar tariffs on steel and aluminium products. The authorities in Indian-administered Kashmir have imposed curfew in parts of the state following fierce clashes with militants that left 20 people dead on Sunday. Schools, colleges and businesses have also been shut. The centre-left candidate in the presidential elections in Costa Rica, Carlos Alvarado, has decisively defeated his conservative challenger, Fabricio Alvarado. In a victory speech, the 38-year-old former minister promised to govern for everyone and unite the nation. The defunct Chinese space laboratory Tiangong-1 has broken into pieces and burnt up over the South Pacific after re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. China had lost control of the spacecraft 2 years ago. The president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is in China for a four-day visit. Analysts believe he wants to end the international isolation Zimbabwe suffered during the later years of Robert Mugabe's rule. Campaigning for Mexico's July presidential election has begun. A poll on Monday suggests an 18-point lead for the left-wing candidate Manuel López Obrador, who's called for President Trump to show respect for Mexico and its people. Tests are being carried out on syringes found at the Athletes' Village of the Commonwealth Games in Australia, which starts on Wednesday. Only athletes with a registered medical condition are allowed to bring syringes into the village. And the US television producer and writer Stephen Bochco has died, age 74. His work, including police series like Hill Street Blues, were characterised by handheld cameras and stories over several episodes. Bochco had a rare form of leukaemia.